Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to this week's pod. Joining me, it's going to be a loud one, guys. Settle in and make a brew. We've got Double Trouble, Double Cleanse, the splendiferous Emma Lewisham, described as a true pioneer in the beauty space by CEO Magazine, commitment to making tangible changes to the beauty industry sustainability problems, and James Walsh.
Hey.
I'll be nice. Out tanks.
Just a little something. Just something. One thing.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
I feel
for
like
us.
They put you. I do apologise now. I feel like they've put you in the middle to anchor James and I.
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like we should settle in. So you're in the middle, and James has been given a pillow because apparently it's that traumatic for him.
Self protection. I never know what's going to happen.
How are we all?
Good, thank you. Yeah. Good.
What are we loving at the moment, not loving?
In general?
Yeah, I'm just jumping straight in.
Oh, God. Loving, do you know what? Being at home, I bought a heated blanket recently.
What are you, 72?
I know, this is what I was like. If I buy this heated blanket, that is it. Like, I'm old now, officially, but it's the best thing I've ever done. And probably the most boring thing I love, but it's incredible.
That's, so you're basically at home with the dog?
Yeah, that's
and a
my dream.
Blanket.
Yeah.
Emma?
Loving being in the UK and London from
but
New Zealand.
But we were talking before, 27 hours to get home.
I know.
27
it's
hours.
Crazy to think you're that long travelling and on a plane, but yes.
Do you give yourself like a schedule whilst you're on the plane?
I was about
like,
to say,
what's your
in-flight routine? Hit us with your in-flight routine.
Oh, look, I get on there and I'm a geek and I've got my laptop out and it's like, no one's bothering me. I can just.
I always pretend I'm going to work on a plane, and I
always pretend
do.
To.
Yeah,
I never do.
No.
Well, I do. We're not like a celebrity brand. I've got to work hard.
True.
So yeah.
What do you do with your skincare? More importantly,
I always use our face mask, which is incredible for long haul flying and cleansing, all the good things. At least I can like do the full routine.
Do a full routine.
Yeah.
Do you get into comfy clothes and pajamas?
Yes, I do.
I have those moments when I don't love flying, and I have those moments when I'm on a plane that I'm like, oh my God, I'm on a plane. Like, I really just want to get off. I couldn't do 12 hours is my limit, I think.
I love flying.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but I get bored.
Yeah.
But I do love flying. I love the whole process, getting to the airport. I love all of it. Okay. Favorite product of the moment? You can't say your own. It's a law. So I'll give you time to think, because I know you'll have 27,000 off the top of your head already, and it can't be Korean. You can do that separately.
That's fine. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, Prequel. Do you know Prequel?
Yeah.
They have something called, I'd love to hear your opinion on this, hypochlorous acid. Mm-hmm. I love it for rosacea, because I'm constantly testing skincare as well. I'm bound to fuck up my skin twice
never.
A month, you know? But hypochlorous acid, in general, I feel like over the last 4 months I've been using it, healing sped up. Definitely things like after Botox as well and filler, giving the quick spritz of that after. I feel like things are healing a bit more and calming and soothing. What do you think about hypochlorous acid?
Because I know it's not if like it's working, then for sure. But it's on the down low, isn't it? It's not like it's it's not like it's everywhere. But your skin certainly looks calm.
Thank you.
And you didn't have a 10-man makeup artist coming in before and buffing off.
I've never had that before though, just so you know.
He demands it all the time. We just pulled it out the contract.
I usually have glam.
Do Superfine Clam and Transport. And we say it at Claridge's, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what are you loving?
I have been trialing the Ilia SPF 30 tint face tint that just came out. It's good. Lightweight, liking where it is like a foundation and liking it so far.
How did you find your shade? Was it okay? Because I know there's like a ton of shades
There is a lot of shades, which is great. I just asked someone in Space and K, pick a shade?
Yeah. We'll send the bill for that. And what are we not impressed with? And you don't have to be as specific because obviously you've got a brand, but I know there are certain things like brands that make claims that drive you up the wall. So as you are the queen of sustainability and being carbon neutral, talk us a little bit through that process and what really grinds your gears when people make claims and you're like, because we do it where people will make a claim and we'll go, like Charles in our team, I'll go, Charles, have you seen this? She goes, and she's very West Country. Yes. She'll go, you can't say that.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm not saying it, Charles. They are. They can't say that.
Yes.
I'm like, well, they're a doctor. Don't matter. We only use organic and clean. I'm like, that's not even the best thing for the environment. Yes, no. So what grinds your gears? Give us the dirt.
There's a lot of greenwashing. On any packaging, have you seen like the ubiquitous triangle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of brands use that, which makes us think, well, consumers think that it means it can be recycled. But it doesn't mean that at all. It's just the material that is being used and any brand can put it on there. Because the majority of beauty packaging is not being recycled. So to claim that is incorrect. So that's frustrating.
I can't tell you what we went through to put our claims on our packaging. Wow. Like it was, you know, if I wasn't going to put something on because I'm not going to greenwash, and I wasn't going to put something on if it wasn't true. And I wasn't going to put something on if I didn't care.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, you know. Our refills are selling better than I thought they would.
Yes.
I was one of those like, people don't care.
They care.
For the most they still don't for the most part. But where they care is because they save money. That's my theory.
Yes.
Sadly, that's my theory. I think there'll be a small percentage of, God bless them, the people who are like, no, it's better for the earth. Like we have Josie in the office, Josie, the militant vegan. You know, she wants the next kit bag charity to be for toads. You can laugh. It's not going to happen.
I think we need to just move away from talking about recyclability and claiming it because it's just not happening. And like ultimately, like plastic isn't evil. There's like it's actually such a great material for many, many reasons. Yeah. That's how we've been using it. And it's just like rethinking the design and reuse of it. And
also, you know, saying things like we're 100% recyclable. You have a pump.
Yes, pumps are not recyclable.
You know, it's like, no, you're not. And I don't want it to always be me because now that I have a brand, I'm very conscious of not going, you can't recycle that. Because it looks like I'm saying it against a brand. So I have to balance that with, you know. Yeah. That's not true. I'll just call James and tell him.
Then I'll spread it.
And then he can spread it.
I'll do it.
What do you find the consumer, particularly your audience, are really interested in when it comes to beauty? What gives you the most hits, for example? Because honestly, I found it still negative over anything positive. Yeah. They want to know the dirt.
100%.
Which is hard because you haven't fallen down that trap of just slagging stuff off for a living.
I think I've managed to turn clickbaity dirt into the truth or what's really going on or kind of seeing both sides of an argument. So I like to use the term clickbait to educate. So as clickbait, get them
in. Trademark that?
But then it is now, trademark now. but then explain that title. Like, why did you say that? Or who said that about this brand? And then kind of say what the truth is or both sides of the argument. And I think people are more so wanting to know the journey of a brand and the truth behind a brand and who the people are behind a brand more so nowadays. I think Crave Beauty, Leah Yu's brand, do a really good job at being like, oh, we fucked up here. Like, but this is what we're doing.
They own it.
They own it.
And so many don't.
And I think that's really interesting as well for a brand to do as far as like marketing and I guess publicity goes. Like people want to know that kind of stuff nowadays.
And on that point, do you find sometimes that you're recycling carbon neutral sustainability messages overshadowed your product because your product is fantastic. And I did it myself. The first thing you sat down, I went, let's talk how much people don't care, you know.
Like, absolutely. Like, first and foremost, we have brilliant products and it's not enough to be sustainable.
It's kind of like the press picked it up and ran with it,
didn't they? Yeah, they really, like, ran with it. Dr. Jane Goodall, like, endorsed us as representing the future in beauty and she's got, like, a big name. And so, like, we've become known as, like, a sustainable brand. But I believe that we're just as world-leading in our formulations and our thinking.
Just wanted to make that point.
Thank you.
I feel like I contributed to that problem right then. What motivated you both to get into the industry?
Oh, gosh. I wasn't working in beauty. I was working for a Japanese technology company, but I've always loved solving problems, inquisitive, and my parents tell the story of me being asked not to go back to Girl Scouts when I was 7 because I was like asking too many questions and challenging things. So
yeah, I thought that would be me, but I just feel like she's fighting people.
So yeah, I think it was a few things happening in my life, trying to get pregnant, having challenges, doctor saying to me I couldn't use hydroquinone during that time, and then thinking, okay, I'm going to go down the natural path.
So how long ago was that?
That was now 8 years ago.
I mean, the doctor was kind of ahead of their time because it hasn't really been a problem or banned in the EU in certain populations for a while,
But I think when it comes to pregnancy, they're like...
They want to ban everything. Don't eat rice. Don't reheat anything.
Yeah. And it just put me down the path, but I still wanted high-tech evidence, you know, luxury. And what was on the market were lovely but simple formulas in organic stores that were interesting in scent and texture and like lacked evidence, and just knew that from studying science at university and just being inquisitive and a problem solver, you know, there must be the way to combine two. So you can have people that want natural products, ones that like genuinely work without the compromise.
And where did yours come from? I want to talk about Lush. I have to. Go on.
I used to work for Lush.
Mm. Yeah, you've mentioned it.
Yeah. I went on a bit of a journey. Oh, why do I keep saying that when I hate it so much?
We're going to cut that and make it a clip.
Yeah.
Every time James says journey, tick, tick.
I think as a teenager, I had acne like most, you know, a lot of teenagers do. And I won't say unfortunately, but Lush was my way into the skincare world. Mm-hmm. Like, I was shopping in Reading and I saw Lush and I thought, I'm going to go in, just ask these people what I can do for my skin. Because I think at the time...
How old are you at this point?
Oh, God, 13, 14?
I was going to say, as long as you weren't old enough to know better.
No, I didn't know better then. I had my £11 pocket money.
It's just acne and Lush, to my head, don't go together.
They don't go together. It wasn't so much what they were telling me. It wasn't so much that they were telling me, you know, this does that and you can rub this soap on your face and rub some garlic on your face, whatever they were telling me at the time. It was more so that I was like, oh, hang on, it sounds really stupid, but at the time I was used to Clearasil. I was like, oh, actually, ingredients is really interesting. Like, this is like a whole new world that I don't know about.
It is a playground. A Lush store is a playground.
Oh, it really is, yeah. And headache-inducing one. But, but that really just got me into being interested in skincare, whether I knew a lot about or not back then is a different story. But and then I think my first, I would say, professional brand or like grown-up skincare brand was actually Aveda.
Oh, that was one of my first. Yeah. That was my first job in beauty.
Oh, really? I don't know what it was. I think it was the packaging and the fact that it was a little bit pricier. And I was like, oh, this must be good because it's expensive.
And they talk about the earth. It must be good.
Yes, it must be good. It must be good. Green. And then when I was a stylist, I used to present the ASOS YouTube channel. People didn't want to talk about fashion with me. They want to talk about skincare. And ASOS, they kind of allow me to do it, but they recommended I have my own platform to do it. And then from there, it just happened.
Like, go and do this yourself.
Go and do your own thing in your own time, which I did. And here I am now. Yeah. So,
surprise, ASOS.
Yeah, look at you now. After that, it was just Korean skincare. I got into Korean pop culture then from then on. It's just
so the music came first.
The music came first.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't make that click before.
Yeah, because a lot of...
You're obsessed with the music, aren't
you? Obsessed.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, it's amazing.
I see bands selling at Hyde Park and I'm like, I have never heard of them.
Never heard
of
them in my life.
I've never felt more like a nana in
my life. Imagine like when pop music was amazing and you go out and buy CDs and you wait for the music video and there's
ABBA.
A dance routine.
Did you say that? I got ABBA.
I think ABBA, but with more budget.
Have you heard of the hologram ABBA?
I want to go see that.
It's meant to be amazing.
Everyone who goes. And I nearly cried the other day. There was a clip on Insta because Frida went from ABBA and she walks with two sticks now. And she was there. And when it finished, they went, ladies and gentlemen, you've been enjoying tonight's performance with Frida. Oh, I got goosebumps. And the camera comes and pans to her and she's like this. And you can see people in the audience going, Oh, ABBA, man, ABBA. Wow.
God.
Wow. The feels. This episode is obviously brought to you by the Skin Rocks app, your free to download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionize the way you discover, shop, and learn about skincare with our multi-award-winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How did you find COVID sort of jettisoned your profile on YouTube?
Wow.
Because it was pretty game changing for me.
Yeah. I think at the time, everyone was all about makeup, right? And you had brands like Colourpop who were launching continuous collections, and people were almost like collecting makeup. And I feel like when that will stop, people are like, oh, what else can we do? You know, now we're in
and
home, what can we do?
But face
self-care too, yeah. Zoom in the mirror, like no one was going anywhere. And you know when you have like a weekend at home and you're like, oh, I should really shower now.
Wow. Wow, there's an admission. Oh, I should really shower now.
You know, like on Sunday, like, oh, I should do my full skincare. I feel like a lot of people just want to take better care of themselves. Like you said, they were seeing themselves nonstop, but they also didn't want to go out and do a full face of makeup.
Yeah.
Or they were playing with makeup so much, doing these extreme looks, you know, just for having a bit of fun. Yeah, but then that's another thing is there were so many TikTok rose. So there were so many challenges, makeup and beauty challenges especially, that were damaging. And I think people are looking for something where that was kind of like a spa night, but that happened every single night. And that just happened to be a skincare routine that not a lot of people were focusing on as like a, you know, a main part of beauty. As a creator, everyone was into skincare. So all us skinfluencers, as they were, didn't have a name back then.
No,
but
no one cared about
no
us.
No one cared, no. I think we suddenly just got loads of traction, loads of views, loads of subscribers. And I think it made everyone super interested in what was actually out there, and made people realize that there was more than just like your free step routine, or there was
it
more
also
than
brought
just
problems though
ingredients.
Didn't it, because like you say, for all the change it brought to the industry, the Ordinary also brought a lot of problems because everyone thinks they're a scientist.
The Ordinary is like a love hate type
it
of thing,
is
isn't
love-hate
it, because like you respect what they've done, but it's also done a lot of bad for
it's
a lot of people's
me a
skin.
Lot of work,
yes,
frankly. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah,
so I bought these 7 serums from the Ordinary that they said only done like this.
That's when like the collection
you're
mentality came into it.
You're 24, what are you doing? You know,
and the percentages are so high. The skin doesn't work in that way, and the people's barriers.
Yeah. But that's, and that I think that not you can't lay the blame directly at the Ordinary, but they definitely take the brunt for what every other product that followed that was for fixing your barrier.
Yes.
Because if you think about the glycolic peel on TikTok with a derma roller.
That's what I was saying, like, bad trends. The
oh
kids
my God.
Doing that.
Ava showed me.
Mask.
She's like, what do you think of this? I said, his face is going to fall off. The next video would be his face is falling
was
off.
Was it the boy with the... Yeah.
And then he did a video of him crying.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurting. It's stinging. I'm like, Jesus. How,
the peel
happening?
Off mask, the ones that you get from like
black
Amazon,
Facebook
the black ones.
One where the woman pulled it off.
Wow.
I think barrier repair has become a thing because of The Ordinary.
Yeah.
That's a very strong statement.
You knew what barriers
not in
were
a bad way,
then, did they?
But you know, yes, it allows you to play. Play with makeup.
Yes.
Don't play with skincare.
As a content creator who had to be posting what was relevant, I think I put my skin through so much just trying to keep up with whatever The Ordinary was launching or whatever, like you said, the copycat brands that came out after that were launching, that I completely destroy my skin. That's why I move more into commentary now, because there's only so much you can do and should do for your skin anyway. Even if it is your job, there's only so much.
And
you
I don't
can.
Take as many risks now either. No. I'll test most things on my hand first. Yeah. I don't go straight into my skin, which I used to.
Yeah.
And I did that with the New Ordinary Retinol. But it was, it's so yellow.
Yeah.
There's yellow and then there's this yellow. Yeah. It's like my book yellow and staining yellow.
What percentage? So
it's 20. It's the same as Medicaid's. Well, the equivalent. Yeah. It's not the same as Medicaid's Crystal Retinol 20.
Right.
So it's 0.0, you know, a retinaldehyde. But people like us have had to get past that barrier of people thinking you're just trying to get people to buy something expensive and slagging off the ordinary. And it's not. It's trying to show you that formula is queen.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, it's cheaper. Yes, by all means, try it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go down that road, why don't you get a slightly even more sophisticated product and do a Dermatica or a Skin in Me and get a prescription?
Yes, You see so many content creators now. Now there are a load of skincare content creators and they've got their own name now, skinfluencers, including myself. I include myself in this every month. How I'm repairing my damaged skin barrier. It's like, well, why is your barrier damaged? Why is my barrier damaged again?
And
I think pre-lockdown, I don't think many people knew what a skin barrier was. They didn't know something like that existed. They just knew you had to care for
your skin. Pre-lockdown, we did it on purpose. If you came for a facial, we would damage your barrier on purpose, but you would go out with it feeling comfortable.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless it was like a slightly longer term peel. How do you think Korean skincare differs? Because you come from Japanese tech as well, and you're on that side of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you think Korean skincare differs? Because you're obsessed, right? It's fair
to say
you're obsessed.
Yeah, I think
to a point where, to give you a credit, when we did the app, we used James as a consultant for Korean skincare. I was like, I don't know enough about this. I'm bringing in James. Like, come to the office. We need to pick your brain.
Have my list of brands. These are the good ones. I think I love, as somebody who, I mean, I love Korean skincare anyway, but then as I got rosacea, as like my skin started to get more and more easily sensitized because of what I was doing to it, I think their approach of gentle actives, like smaller actives, and maybe more often, but seeing that with hydration as well, I think for me is the main thing. They kind of have this more, for example, salicylic acid is it still kind of limited, the percentage that you're using?
Yeah, 2%.
So they use betaine salicylate, which is like one of my favorite exfoliants because for my skin, it's perfectly gentle. And that's what I love about it. The more gentle approach is not because I think that's how everything should be, but for my skin, it's perfect. And the focus on hydration. But also I think they teach protection from a really young age. So it's all about sunscreen. Yes. So whilst
They've
I feel like we do a lot of damage
sunscreens.
Control.
Yes.
Yeah.
The COSRX Aloe sunscreen is one of my favorites.
It's so good.
And it's not expensive
at all.
It's not expensive.
That's another thing. K-beauty is so affordable.
Yeah.
For you know, the ordinary is affordable, but I feel like you get nicer formulations with K-beauty.
Agreed. What did you bring from? Did you bring anything from the Japanese tech in terms of when you're launching your own brand?
I think like the Japanese are just about like pure ingredients, like simple, not too
and
much,
like meticulous,
really
and
meticulous. Exactly. Like, I learned so much working from a Japanese company and being like in the Japanese culture, protecting the skin. So SPF was big and we launched with an SPF and we have...
You couldn't not launch with an SPF though if you're from New Zealand.
Right.
No. I mean, like you would have to, surely.
It's so harsh. The sun is just incredibly harsh.
Yeah. Ava's in Thailand and she messaged me and said, I'm burning. And I was like, well, then get out of the sun. She said, the UV is 14, Mum. I'm wearing SPF 50. I'm coating myself in it and I'm still burning. I said, well, then cover up. Let's do buzzwords and let's, frankly, time for clickbait, medical grade.
Mm.
When it's used as a marketing term, thoughts, please.
I think there has to be certifications and like evidence to that.
I often think medical grade is used to make needlessly expensive products look like they do better than drugstore.
The new Victoria Beckham, the cleansing set, is called facial grade.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I just left the silence there on purpose, but it doesn't mean anything. It's just a made up terminology.
So they've called it a facial grade cleanser.
Facial grade cleansing.
What?
Yeah. I threw my toys out the pram, I'm not going to lie. I just said, when I was sort of ringing, I just said, if there was going to be facial grade cleansing, do you not think I would make it?
Or you wouldn't know what it was.
Of, like working with Melanie Grant and they see it as like a facial cleanser.
I know, and people, and also the lactic acid cleanse that they want people to use every day would be too harsh for my skin.
I couldn't. My skin
would face
would
fall off. I tried it once. But there was that and there was the Tilbury new cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried that? No. Don't do it.
No.
Not for your skin.
No.
And I didn't realise it was for an oilier skin because it says hydrate.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
oh, the marketing is issues. Yeah. I have issues with marketing in our industry. The worst thing we can do is, so much better.
Yeah. The worst thing is how much it spreads on TikTok, because everyone's an expert on TikTok, you know? And the moment you see some kind of like authority title in their bio, people just believe it.
Yeah.
And that's happening a lot, I would say, with especially younger aestheticians, not to point fingers, but I see a lot of them saying, giving out all this advice, and that kind of goes beyond, I guess, what they've been trained to actually talk about, because they don't know about it. And, you know, obviously I'm just a consumer and influencer. I can't correct them. But it's like a lot of people will believe
you can correct them, though, because I think there's a difference as well. I mean, not just that you kind of earned your place because you've been around a while, but you listen, you take things on board, and your memory is much better than mine. And you remember things, and you remember that, you know, this probably isn't going to be good for that. And this says it's going to do that, but you're more measured. I do love it when you occasionally go, well, this is shit.
Thanks. A lot of things are shit, you know? Yeah,
why would you do that? Yeah.
There's a lot of like authority bias, I think is what it is. And I think it's become more prevalent with how easy it is just to quickly consume content on TikTok. Yeah.
I mean, on the one hand, I would appreciate that, you know, for example, someone like Victoria Beckham brings in a professional to sort of say, look, I know this isn't my speciality, so I'm going to bring someone in.
Yeah, yeah.
But then what we're all supposed to be like, oh, well, we will bow down then. And I, you know, so someone said on my Insta Live when I said, it's just too harsh for most skins.
Yes.
It'll be great for an oilier skin. You'll love it. But as soon as I put it on, my face is stinging because my barrier wasn't great because I'm testing things again. Yeah. Not really bad, but, you know. Mm. And my face was stinging, and someone said, well, it's been created with Melanie Grant. And she says, I went, I don't care what she says, she's wrong. And I had to say, I don't care what she says, she's wrong. And I've said that before about derms and doctors, and it's not me being like, don't you know who I am? Of course, I know that's not my speciality. I'm not a dermatologist. You know, it's always the American audience too. Are you a dermatologist?
Oh, this is...
Where have you seen me say I'm a dermatologist? And I say now, no, but I can run circles around most of them when it comes to choosing a product.
There have been times where... So when I first started on YouTube, dermatologists weren't on the internet. They weren't, maybe like one or two. Then they were. Then people were in my comments like, you're not a dermatologist. And then I see what they're doing today, and they're doing exactly what I was doing as an influencer back in those days. There have been times I have corrected a dermatologist because what they've said just is not factually correct. And as an educated consumer, which I feel like a lot of people are nowadays, it's really easy to kind of get accurate information and call other people out on it, you know? We're kind of doing like a 180, 360? What's the circle?
180. 360 is we've gone full circle.
Full circle. I feel like we've gone from having like all this amazing information from experts, real experts, to now these kind of like just a wealth of too much information
and also,
from experts.
And, also doctors who did their basic medical degree, didn't specialise in anything, but position themselves as a dermatologist and don't correct people when that's what they're called.
Yes.
A dermatologist is like gynecologist. It's a protected term. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done the paperwork and don't be calling yourself one.
There's a lot of hinting. There's a lot of like... Yeah. You know,
well, when I was studying skin...
Like, what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For half a day, behave.
Online course.
So what are you thinking in the future? So you've obviously got product coming out and things like that. Anything that's exciting you in terms of, well, that you can tell us, obviously?
We have a new product that's coming out at the end of April, which we are coining Nature's Botox Bottled, which is exciting and has...
I mean, the bravery of her saying that.
I was going to say.
Wow.
Oh.
We're both like,
you wait. Yeah.
What it does do and has been proven to do is actually like relax muscle. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to freeze the face. We're not like saying that it's going to do that, and it's not going to obviously replicate Botox, but its idea is like giving you a softness and actually working at a muscular level. It's been tested on a reconstructed epidermis to prove that. Then it's had like biomedical testing on skin cells to show what it does to collagen, and then clinical testing. So people that don't want to go down injectables or ones want to like have something that works alongside it.
Yeah, like
underlining like collagen and elasticity. Mm. It's like a phenomenal complement to that. So,
and what about you? What have you seen that's coming? Well, have you had press releases recently where you're like, ooh, rather than oh, for God's sake?
No.
No, it's a shame, isn't it? Because quite a lot is, oh, for God's sake.
I feel like everything's dying down a bit, to be honest, with skincare.
It's calming down.
It's calming down, which I don't hate. It's kind of nice, you know.
Well, at least we're not flooding the market.
I know, yeah. And I'm loving seeing the like less celebrity skincare brands come out now. I mean, The Rock is the last one, right?
I mean,
surely.
The Rock has bought his own skin. Wow, I mean, he's got a lot of skin to cover, so.
True. He's going to use it at least.
I mean, it's got a bit much there for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, within that spate of time, we had Kate Moss, Brad Pitt, Jared Leto,
Brad Pitt's packaging. Yeah. Have you seen Brad Pitt's product?
No.
They're like a plank of wood with a bit of glass on it. No, no.
But, like, God, you know, no. It's like, it's almost like they didn't even give him the brief about how to use it when he's like, oh, there's a wash that I'm really enjoying using. And no one really thought about doing anything with these grapes. And I was in the comments going, hello, Cordially. Hello.
And Jared Leto admits not even using skincare.
Jared Leto, I don't really use skincare. Yeah. What?
So what's going on?
Why are you selling it? What are you doing?
No, there's a nice calm at the moment, I feel. And I do feel like there are some certain derm brands I'm actually genuinely really excited about launching. Prequel, first of all, they've got a few new bits coming out. Dr. Shah's brand is coming out, which actually seems genuinely really interesting. I think that's where a good mix of dermatology and influencer comes into play, because he gets some really good feedback. He has so many things to pull from, and he's one of the better ones, one of the best ones,
TikTok,
I would say.
TikTok, isn't it?
TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, he still uses the term acne.
Can we cut that one out?
That's fine, we'll keep it in. What's your favourite? Like, what's your kind of, like, top favourite products of all time?
Glow Recipe.
See, we can't... It's not a bad thing. I don't have the connection with it that you do.
Yeah, yeah.
My thing is... Surely you're going to run out of fruit.
Yeah, right. What other fruits and vegetables are there?
Like, if that's the only story,
yeah.
What do you love about that brand? I'm interested.
I think it's the K-Beauty approach.
Yeah.
My favorite product from theirs and my most used is their Watermelon BHA, PHA toner. Mm-hmm. It's one of the only exfoliants I can use that's gentle and I can actually see an effect from. There are brands like COSRX, which I do love, but it's maybe a bit too gentle because I have a mix of a very oily T-zone. But I need a good BHA kind of thing. So they just do that perfectly, like a good mix of gentle but effective. And then there's a brand called Innisfree, which are they're like old.
Yeah,
but they just have their products that are staples and just do the job and you know you can fall back on.
Yeah.
They don't have to be Lia Yu's brand. Crave Beauty would be my third. Again, just really good staples. If I'm testing a new product, I have a solid routine from them that I know I can rely
on.
And
she's also good people.
Very good.
We like good people.
Yeah, she's very good. Yeah, very honest about what her brand are doing and very transparent, which I appreciate this day and age for sure. Yeah.
And what about you outside of yours in terms of, you know, your favorite products of all time, if you had to sort of recommend to people,
your favorite,
you know, this
products.
Is a really good product or what you were so obsessed with that you got the itch with skincare.
Ooh.
I love it when just, people get stuck.
I don't know. Skincare wise, I used to go to Mecca and buy a whole lot of like different
everything.
Brands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything. And I never really got stuck on anything. There's like a balm that was like quite famous, but
Eve
I
Lom.
Found like it stayed on my face.
Eve Lom.
And that inspired the oil cleanser that we have, sort of actually cleanse off you and doesn't leave an oil. Maybe
so
I was
nice.
Doing it wrong. I don't know.
Your oil is definitely different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your exfoliant, Skin Rocks.
Thanks.
Incredible. We were messaging the other day, weren't we? They're the only chemical exfoliants. That's how much I cost. Riv Rosacea, they've been amazing. The only ones I can use, well, two others, that don't make me red for like a week after.
Okay, ready? Quick fire. Your kit's on fire. What are you going to save?
Cleanser and sunscreen. An oil balmy cleanser, an oil cleanser, then a sunscreen. For
nice.
Sure.
Nothing,
that'll do.
No particular, you just grab.
No particular, just one that will do the job and get out there. Get my
the
insurance.
Dog. Get the dog.
Get the dog.
Get the heated blanket.
Yeah, and the dog.
Lay it.
Oh my gosh.
What are you going to save?
Cleanser, always like washing my face. And
I do love people who love a good cleanser.
Yeah. I like washing my face at the end of the day. Nothing better. And our Supernatural cream.
Who is your beauty icon? Who's your like, you think, oh... Gorge.
God.
You're going to say someone I've never heard of, aren't you?
Has to be Naomi Campbell, you know?
Really?
I think growing up, like, always on the TV, I saw her once for, like, 5 minutes, and I was obsessed. Like,
she's also, like, you know, the queen of that era.
Yeah.
She blocked me on Twitter.
No!
Yeah, she and Piers Morgan, that's my claim to fame.
What did you do to Naomi Campbell?
I didn't. I just made a funny joke, and she didn't find it funny.
Okay.
What's your current skincare routine? You can use your own product, that's fair.
I think Kiwis are pretty simple, and I keep pretty simple. So oil cleanse, serum, and SPF, morning, nighttime, cleanse, exfoliant, 3 times a week, and then a cream. So,
and no
an eye cream.
I love eye cream. So what's your skincare routine?
I'll do a PM routine. So it's double cleanse because I'm always wearing sunscreen, of course. Hypochlorous acid followed by whatever toner, whatever one's going, just hydrate. Usually a ceramide-based serum and then a really light ceramide moisturizer by Ilayune. It's really gel-like and lightweight. And then usually a night mask. So I'm using your one at the moment as well. Just something a bit heavier, more
inclusive. That wasn't planned.
Yeah. It's so nice. It's the right thickness that you don't go to bed being suffocated. Yeah, you don't feel greasy. You don't go sticking to your pillow. Yeah.
When people are like sleep in a face full of acid, I'm like, oh my God, I'd die. I'm surprised at this point that I haven't been blocked by the Beckham family because Victoria, bless her, back in the day, she tweeted, I've never been rude. It's just like, don't chat shit. Sorry. She tweeted something along the lines of, layer your skin with a Vaseline on a flight. You'll thank me when you land or something like that. And I just retweeted and put, no, don't do that. It was very simple. Like, don't do that. And that, of course, took off too. But it was like, oh, don't do that.
That made us all the way to New Zealand. Like, people say they do that.
Don't do that is quite nice merch idea.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Thank you so much, the pair of you. And I know that we've tried to behave ourselves.
We did good.
I don't think we're going to have to run too much past legal.
No legal team. We'll
and
be
Emma's
fine.
Not going to have to disown us and put a statement out to the press and say it was nothing to do with me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm proud of us.
You're doing great.
A WhatsApp conversation will be leaked later, then that'll be it.
Yeah, you're doing great, sweetie. I said the other day, I made the team laugh because someone said, oh, you're doing great, sweetie. We always do this. And I just out of nowhere, because I'm so student with Ava, I went, Kim, your sister is going to jail. Stop taking selfies. I can be relevant too, you know.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much, Caroline.
New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.